今天是我们感恩月的开始。
It is the beginning of our Thanksgiving month.
我们已经操练了十多年，每一年的十一月是我们的感恩月。
We've been practicing for over 10 years. When we come to the month of November, it would be the month of Thanksgiving.
啊，并不是只有十一月才要感恩啊。
It is not that only thanks are during the month of November do we give thanks.
圣经上说要凡事谢恩。
But the Scripture tells us to give thanks in all things.
啊，我们只是利用十一月来提醒自己，来督促自己好好操练啊。
And we're using this month to remind ourselves that it is the time for us to practice.
诗篇五十篇说：“凡事以感谢为祭献给神的，就是荣耀神。”
Psalm 50 tells us that everyone who praises and gives thanks to God glorifies Him.
所以千万不要小看任何时候，我真心的在信心里对主说谢谢。
So do not look down, do not despise when the moments where in, from the depth of our hearts we say to the Lord, thank you.
不仅仅叫神的心喜乐，而且是荣耀神的事情。
Not only does the Lord rejoice, but it glorifies Him.
啊，我想这两年的感恩月，我们的感触都很多。
And I think in these past couple of years, when we come to this season, we all have a lot to say.
啊，我昨天晚上特别在上网看了一下最新的记录，这个美国因为新冠已经死掉了76万的人
760,000 Yeah, because of the coronavirus, 760,000 have died in these past 2 years.
而全世界死了超过500万个人。
And the worldwide, about 5 million.
就算你拿掉有一些人，他可能已经长癌症，有特别的病。他无论如何也是可能会去世的。
Even if you take away those who may have preconditions, whether it be cancer or anything else.
但是你保守的来说，就因着这个新冠，可能有至少大概有300万个人应该现在活着，但是却走了。
But we know that at least 3 million people in this world would have been still alive today, but because of the virus, they passed away, young and old.
今天我们能坐在这里，我们不能不说谢谢神。
The fact that we are able to sit here this morning, we all have to say thank you, Lord.
不是因着我还能够活着，我要谢谢他而已。
And not just because we are still living that I give Him thanks.
主把时间留给我们，是把机会留给我们。
But God has given us time; He has given us opportunities.
让我们还有机会在时间里面。我们来经历他的爱，经历他的信实，来荣耀他。
That in time we still have the opportunity to experience His faithfulness to glorify Him.
等到我们真见了主了，我们一定爱他，我们一定有信心，我们一定没有再有什么要求了。
And when we're face to face with the Lord, of course we're going to have faith. Of course we're not going to have any more doubt and no more needs.
我们也一定会顺服他。
Of course we will be obedient to Him.
但是今天在时间里面，每一个的顺服，每一次的信心，每一次。
But in this, and while we're still in time, every act of obedience, every time of trust, there is value, there is worth.
就感谢主还把我们留下来。
So again, thank the Lord that we are all still here.
虽然我们预备好的随时去见他，但是每多一天，我们都要珍惜。
Yes, we all should be prepared that any day we could go see Him, but we should treasure every day that He gives us.
上个礼拜这个。于师母在这里交通到他、主给他的带领，他到年底之后，他就会辞掉他的、牧养的工作。
Last week, Pastor Nancy was here sharing in the Chinese congregation that at the end of this year, she would resign from her pastoral service.
在他短短不到一个小时的里面，讲了他这一生。在主面前蒙恩蒙召侍奉主的经历。
And within an hour time, she went through her life of being called, being here to serve the Lord, and all her experiences walking before the Lord.
很多的遭遇根本没有机会讲，很多关键的经历也只能一两句话带过去了。
But there's so many details that she could not articulate, and there's so many things, only a few words, and we pass them by.
但是就着我跟她走了。绝大半辈子的人，他的每一句话，我里面都感触良多啊。
And having been her partner for so many years, and everything she said really, really moved me.
背后有很多很多的故事，主恩典的故事，也有我们自己里面挣扎，痛苦的经历。
There's so many stories that are filled with the grace and the goodness of God, and also looking back, there are times of pain and hurt.
但是整个回头看的时候，我们都还是低头敬拜神在我们身上的工作和恩典。
But when we look back, all we can do is bow our heads and give thanks to the Lord of all that He has done.
他讲完道的第二天，我大哥发了一个短信给我。
And after Pastor Nancy shared, my oldest brother sent me a note or a message.
他说练词什么时候真的下来？我跟他一起下来。
When is Pastor Nancy gonna retire? I'll retire with her.
我就跟他回了一下，我说他的退去对我们整个教会都会有蛮多的影响，我说对我的影响是最大的。
And I said to my brother that her retirement is going to have significant impact to our church and greatest impact to me.
我本来要想说像一只麻雀没有翅膀呢，我后来讲说像一只老鹰没翅膀。
And I want to say that I feel like an eagle without wings.
我说变成了在地上一只老土鸡了。
And I feel like I'm just, you know, a chicken on the ground.
我一点不是开玩笑，是真的哈，我就觉得我好像这个不知道怎么飞了。
I'm not joking. I really have the sense of feeling like I don't know how to fly anymore.
结果我大哥就安慰我。
And so my oldest brother, he comforted me.
他说土鸡被逼急的时候也会变成凤凰的。
And he says, when a chicken is really pressed and under pressure, it will turn into a phoenix.
我可以想象这是一个白发苍苍的老凤凰给我的安慰。
And I can imagine this is an old gray-haired phoenix that has comforted me.
我们服侍主真的能够同心一起服侍主，太感谢了。
And having the same heart to serve the Lord together, I'm so thankful of the Lord.
当然他是蒙召的，他的服侍永远不会停止到见主。
Of course, she will never stop serving the Lord until the day she meets the Lord.
但是我们回头看这些日子的时候，真的心里面这个非常感恩。
And then again, when we look back in our days, we are full of thanksgiving.
所以在感恩月开始的时候，这次挑了一个题目，叫做“你以恩典为年岁的冠冕”。
And so at the beginning of this month, I picked this particular topic that you have crowned the years with your goodness.
什么叫做冠冕？
What is this crown?
今天我们在座有任何一个人带着冠冕进来的话，
If anybody who comes into this room with a crown on his head,
你就发现一个人有冠冕，他是最引起人注意的地方。
You begin to discover that when he is crowned, everybody's attention is on that person.
当然不是麦当劳的那种纸张冠冕，小孩。
About, you know, a fast food a crown made out of cardboard.
你真正一个戴冠冕的进来的时候，他不仅仅引起我们的注意。
And only when the person walks in with a crown on his head, we draw all of our attention.
这个冠冕是他的特点，是他最有价值而且最尊贵的一个表号。
And this crown speaks of his status and who he is.
那为什么诗人，为什么大卫在这里说你以恩典为我年岁的冠冕？
So why would David use these words that you crown the years with your goodness?
就是一年一年的过去，在我们身上最大的特点就是蒙恩。
And so as he sees year after year as it goes by, the greatest characteristic is the grace and the goodness of God.
别人看到基督徒应该在我们身上有一个最大的特点，最值得夸耀的地方就是我们是蒙恩蒙爱的人。
And the greatest characteristic that the world, when they look at us who are Christian, is that you are a people that has been blessed, that's been loved by God.
像我这样子的人，神竟然爱我。
A person such as me, yet God will love me.
像我这样子的人，他居然这样子的施恩给我。
As someone like me, he would lavish his grace on me.
而且不仅有恩典，是恩上加恩的赐给我们。
Not only grace, but grace upon grace.
好，所以我们来读今天的背诵经文，诗篇六十五篇。
So we're going to come and read Psalm chapter 65 together.
我们只读十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 through 13.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油，滴在旷野的草场上。小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣。谷中也攒满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。好，请用英文读一遍。
You crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valley also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing.
我觉得翻译的实在太好哈！你看他说小山以欢乐束腰。
The Chinese translation is a little different, but this is very, very good. It's a beautiful description that even the hills, they rejoice on every side.
英文是说小山 rejoice on every side, 但是中文说 翻着树腰，翻得太好了。
I don't know how to translate that in Chinese.
你不觉得吗？到处都是，对不对？
It's as if they have girded themselves with joy. It's all around them.
然后草场以羊群为衣。
And the pastures are clothed with flocks.
不是干旱的草，不是两三只瘦弱的羊，而是整个绿草上面盖满了白白的羊。哎呀，太美了哈！蒙恩。
It's not just a dry wilderness, a dry land, and a few flocks, but it is a pasture of green valley and full of flocks.
我不晓得大卫十几岁就出去在旷野流荡，他这些文学修养从哪里来的
？And I always marvel that David, as a shepherd boy, he's you know grew up out in the hills. Where did he get these words? Where did he come up with this wisdom?
真的是圣灵感动人写出神的话，对不对
？And it is the Spirit of God that moves him to write the words of God. Amen.
我们彼得老兄讲的话，我跟你讲，世界上再伟大的哲学家都讲不出来。
And the words that are articulated by Peter, even the greatest philosopher in this world cannot say the same thing.
神的话太宝贵了。
As the word of God is so precious.
好，我们分三个点来看。第一个讲到我们整个的人生都在神智慧和恩典的带领下经过。
These three points. One, we go through all the days of our lives under the leading of God's wisdom and grace.
我特别提出了神的智慧还有神的恩典。
I particularly noted the wisdom of God and the grace of God.
智慧讲到他是用心为我们安排的。
And God's wisdom speaks of the fact that God used His heart to plan all things.
而且是精心设计的。
And is specifically designed.
那么恩典呢，是讲到一路上他都是用恩典为我们连续的冠冕。
And again, when we speak of the grace of God, we discover that all the days of our life is crowned us with His goodness.
所以在十一节呢，你说到你以恩典为连续的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
And again, verse 11, it tells us you crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance.
这里讲到这个恩典的丰富和持久，哈，每一年、每一年、每一天、每一天，而且都是恩上加恩。
It speaks of the fullness and the duration of the goodness of God. We see that it is grace upon grace. Every year there's abundance.
十三节他说：“草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷。”
And verse 13 it tells us that the pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valley also are covered with grain.
当你看到这两句形容词的时候
when you see these descriptive words
草场以羊群为衣谷中都长满了五谷你的感受是什么
what is going through your mind as you're reading these words the pastures are clothed with flocks and the valleys are covered with grain
它有一个很大的特点
and there's one great characteristic
讲到恩典临到该产生的结果是一个丰盛生命的结果
is that when grace comes what it produces is the abundance of life, abundance of grace, because you see that entire pasture is full of flocks.
整个谷中都是五谷。
The entire valley, it is covered with grain.
这是讲到生命的结果，生命的果实那么丰富。
It speaks of the produce of life, the fullness of that produce.
所以当我们在感恩节做感恩见证的时候
When we come on Thanksgiving, when we give a testimony of what we're thankful for,
我们为很多事情感谢神，感谢神，感谢神。
We are very thankful of many things that have transpired in our lives.
但是我们更应该感谢的是，发现我的生命被改变了。
But what we should give thanks even more is to discover, God, you've changed my life.
我跟神的关系不一样了。
My relationship with God is no longer the same.
弟兄姊妹，这是神恩典在我们身上应该出来的结果，就是丰盛的生命。
Brothers, this is what should naturally be produced as the grace of God comes into us, is the fullness of His life.
所以任何一个人，任何一个家或是任何一个教会。
So any person, any family, any church.
如果别人说这个人、这个家、这个教会是很蒙恩、很蒙福的教会。
And when someone says that this person or this family or this church is very blessed by God.
不是因为财主很多，不是因为很能干，不是因为什么，而是在这里充满了生命。
It's not because they're abundant in wealth, abundant in gifting or the things that they have, but it's the abundance of the life of God.
神的同在是真实的。
The presence of God is real.
人在聚会的里面，我们的生命被改变。我们也用生命彼此服侍。
And as we come together, as we gather, we discover that our lives are being changed, that we minister to one another with the life of Christ.
你当招待在不在生命里面 ？A big difference， 很大的不同。
When you're an usher, whether you are serving in the life of Christ, it makes a big difference.
我们唱诗，我们讲道，我们做任何的服侍，我们带小组查经，在不在圣灵里，有没有膏油？ 太大的不同。
When we sing, when we speak, when we serve, no matter what we do, whether we do it in the Spirit of God, it makes a huge difference.
所以有时候你会遗憾，有些人信主很多年了，跟他查起圣经来的时候，全都在理性的分析上。
So a lot of time you would find regret, you discover that some people, they've been in the Lord, been in the faith for many, many years, but when they talk, when they share, it's only in the context of their understanding of the mind.
都在知识的层面上。
It's only on the surface of knowledge.
其实你真在生命里面，就算很简单，都会让人很感动的，对不对
？So when it is discovered, when it is shared in the presence of life, even the simplest sharings, it will move us, right?
我以前跟你们讲过，洛杉矶有一个老弟兄感恩见证起来做见证的时候。
And I've shared this with you guys before. There was an elderly brother, also in the season of Thanksgiving, he rose up to testify.
他讲到主的恩典、主的爱何等的甘甜。
And when he speaks of the goodness and the grace of God, how sweet it is.
他可能不会像我们传道人引经据典讲很多次经文。
And maybe he doesn't have the words like a typical preacher with ability to articulate with wonderful words.
当他讲到主的爱的甘甜的时候，他忍不住咽个口水在讲。
And when he speaks of the goodness and the sweetness of God, he swallowed and then he kept going.
好多人都好感动。
And so many people were moved by that swallowing.
就像你跟我讲台湾的蜜饯多好吃多好吃，然后在我面前吃，我看的都羡慕咽口水。
And when you come to me and remind me of the delicacy of Taiwan, and when I hear you, I long to taste it.
他把那个味道说出来了。
And when he shared, he spoke of the flavor, the goodness of God.
我四十年前在 Oklahoma 的时候，听到一个美国牧师讲到。
40 years ago, I was in Oklahoma, and there was a Caucasian pastor that was sharing.
他说有一次在一个很大的基督徒的聚会里面。
He said once there was a big, big Christian gathering.
他说有一个这个口才非常杰出，然后在基督教蛮有名的一个。人起来念诗篇二十三篇。
There was a brother who was very, very, very eloquent, and he rose up to read Psalm 23.
他抑扬顿挫，声音控制各方面都非常好。
And it was wonderful, it was beautiful, the control of his voice, the volume of his voice, it was perfect.
他念完的时候全场鼓掌。
And after he read that particular chapter, everybody was clapping.
后来有一位老弟兄上去了。
And then an elderly brother got up.
他也把诗篇二十三篇念过一遍。
He also read Psalm 23.
全场鸦雀无声。
And then the entire audience was silent.
一面听一面流泪。
A lot of people, as they were listening to him read, they would begin to shed tears.
他从生命里面来读这么一篇充满生命的诗篇。
He began to share and began to read these words from the context of his life.
而是一个完全不同的境界。
It was completely different.
你是羡慕掌声呢、
Do you admire the accolades, the applause?
还是羡慕用生命去触摸别人的生命？
Or do you desire to touch other people with your life?
这是模仿不来的，这是学不来的。
You cannot imitate that.
这是生命里面长出来的。
This is something that has to be grown out of your life.
所以在恩典中长进，保罗劝提摩太。
So Paul tells Timothy, grow in the grace of God.
不要把恩典只局限在表面上的一些好处跟赐福。
Don't limit the grace of God simply on the superficial blessings of God in your life.
要为着神肯爱我们，神肯施恩在我们身上，我们感谢神。
But thank the Lord God because He is willing to love us and pour His grace on us.
这是讲到他恩典，恩典的结果就是丰盛的生命。
And again, it speaks very clearly the outcome of the grace of God is the fullness of life.
而我刚才讲到还有智慧。
And then I also touch upon the wisdom of God.
说到神是用心来为我们这个安排了这一生。
That God has used His heart to plan out our lives.
所以大卫能够说：“我在地上的日子还没有过一日，你都已经写在你的册上。”
So that's why David was able to say that before my days have even lived out, you have already written them down.
所以罗马书八章二十八节说到：“万事都互相效力。”
So Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together.
为了叫我们爱神的人得到益处。
For the good of those who love God.
这个益处就是叫我们像耶稣。
And this good is that we may be conformed, may be like Christ.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants to conform us into the image of the Son of God.
所以在以弗所书第一章第七节那里讲到说，神有非常丰富的恩典。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 tells us there's an immense fullness of the grace of God.
说到这个丰富的恩典，让我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
That this fullness, this immense fullness of the grace of God through the love and the redemption of Christ, that we are saved.
你觉得这个恩典大不大？
How great is this grace?
太大了。
How immense is this grace?
特别犯过罪的人。
Particularly those who have committed sin.
特别像我们这样子常常失败软弱的人。
Particularly for like us who have often failed.
如果真认识罪的可怕跟罪该有的结果，我们都会在这个恩典上对主充满了感谢。
If we understand the dreadfulness of sin and the outcome and the end results of sin,By this verse alone, we would be so thankful of the Lord.
很多时候我们在波敏聚会面前没有感觉，我们犯罪的没有那么沉痛，因为我们太轻看罪。
Oftentimes when we come to the Lord's table, we don't feel anything. When we sin, we say, oh, it's no big deal, because we don't understand sin.
如果真知道罪的可怕，罪是一个权势，是一个黑暗的权势，会抓住我们这个人的。
If you truly understand what sin is, it is a power. It is able to lay hold of you and hold you hostage.
你就会为了神肯赦免我们，而且神可以把我们从仇敌的手中救出来，我们要感谢神。
And then you'll be thankful when you come to realize God is willing to forgive us and deliver us out of sin.
然后也因着这个救赎，让我得成为新造的人，得到了新造的生命。
And because of this redemption, I've become a new man, a new person, the new life of Christ in me.
得着了儿子的名分，这都叫做他极丰富的恩典。
That I have the position of sonship.This is the immense grace of God.
所以我们得救了，我们就得着了。
So when we are saved, we are recipients of all of these.
但是为什么在罗马以弗所书第一章，他接着要讲，他说这个恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，要充充足足的赏给我们。
And then Paul continues in verse 8, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and all prudence.
照理说，我得救了，一次得救，永远得救了。
By definition, I am saved once and once for all.
我为了救赎的恩典感谢神就好了。
And for the grace of his redemption, I give thanks to God.
但是神的恩典永远没有停在救赎的恩典而已。
But God's grace, the fullness of His grace, did not simply stop at the grace of redemption.
神要我们整个一生都活在他救恩的里面。
God wants the rest of our lives to live in His grace.
这叫做恩上加恩。
This is the definition of grace upon grace.
让我不仅有新造的生命和地位。
Not only do I have the newness of the life of Christ.
他要改变我们，叫我们像耶稣。
But that I would be formed, transformed to be like Christ.
磨成神儿子的形象。
That I would have the image of his son.
所以我们基督徒不仅仅成为新造，而且要像耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, we who are Christians, not only are we to be the new creation, but we are to be like Christ, like Jesus.
所以为了这个目的，他用智慧衡量我们的一生。
And with this purpose, he uses wisdom to measure out our days.
我们的人生跟世人再也不一样。
And so our life is no longer the same with the rest of the world.
我们的每一步路也都不一样。
Every step that we take is no longer the same.
进到第二个点，神非常在乎而且数点我们一生的脚步。
At the second point, God cares and He numbers all the steps of our life.
他在他的爱里面
，and in His love,
他用他心中的纯正来牧养我们，用手中的巧妙来引导我们。
He shepherds us according to the integrity of His heart, and He guides us according to the skillfulness of His hands.
他是带着爱的
，and again with His love，
而且一个非常纯正、崇高的计划。
And with the purest, with the absolute, the integrity of His heart, He has a marvelous plan.
然后用他巧妙的手段来带领我们一步一步的走。
And then with the skillfulness of His hand, He comes and leads us along every step of the way.
你不觉得这是太大的恩典吗
？Francis, don't you realize? Can't you see how immense is this grace?
所以宾路易师母 J.C. Penn Lewis 他说，神为我们每一个人都预备了一条路。
Sister J.C. Penn Lewis says that God has prepared a path for each and every one of us.
我们需要知道。然后好好的走在其上。
We need to understand and know this path and walk diligently on this path.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是真知道今天走的路是神给我量定的路
？Brothers and sisters, do you fully understand and comprehend and know that the path that I'm on is what the path God has given me?
我带着感恩，带着认真的心来跟随他的带领。
And with a thankful heart, with a serious and a diligent heart, I am coming to His leading.
所以民数记第十章，我很喜欢那一句话，他说。到了第二年二月二十号，云彩从法柜 的帐幕上收上去，以色列人就按战往前行。
Numbers chapter 10 verses 11 through 12, one of my favorite verses, it says, Now it comes to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey.
New King James 没有翻出这个暗战这个味道。ESV 的 version 跟 RSV 的 version 都说 set out by stages.
And so again, the New King James Version did not give the essence, the illustration of what God is doing. ESV says that they were set out by stages.
By stages, 好像是在上台阶一样。我们很喜欢唱的那首《我最知心的朋友》，对不对？在人生的每一个台阶，人生的每一个小站，主都在旁边扶着我们。
And every stage is like taking one step higher and one step higher. One of the songs that we love is that God, He is my friend that knows me the most. And every step of the way, He's with us.
就不管我们走在哪一段，走在人生的哪一个阶段，我们都愿意在信心里跟随他。
No matter what stage of this life we are in,We pray that we would be able to follow him by faith.
所以上个礼拜唱的诗歌一路我蒙救主引领，诗歌581首吧。
Last week we sung the song All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
对不起，471首，这是 Fanny Crosby 写的。
471, our sister Fanny Crosby wrote the song.
她生下来六个礼拜，因为医生的失误，让她成为瞎眼的人。
And at 6 months of age, because the doctor erred, she was blind.
但是感谢主，我们的姊妹有人问她，你会不会怪那个医生？
And some people have asked our dear sister, would you ever blame this doctor?
她说我不仅仅不会怪他。
And she says, I would not blame him.
她说我会为着我这一辈子能够第一次看见的面孔，竟然是主的面孔而感谢主。
And I will thank the Lord that the very first that my eyes will see is the Lord Jesus.
六个礼拜以前呢，她当然不记得了，对不对？
Of course, she doesn't remember what happened when she was 6 months of age.
但是从她瞎眼以后，她再也看不到人。
Ever since she was blind, she could not see.
她知道她去见主的时候，第一个看到的就是迎接她的耶稣。
She knows that when her eyes first opens, the first person she'll see is Jesus.
所以她不仅仅没有埋怨，她整个的一生写了8000首诗歌。
And not only did she not have any complaints, but in her lifespan, she was written 8,000 plus songs.
那我没有时间去介绍她，太多诗歌都是我们爱唱会背的。
There's so many of these wonderful hymns are in our hymnal, and the hymns that I memorized.
她才26岁就被请到国会去。
26 years of age, she was invited as a speaker.
弟兄姊妹。我们如果是这样子，我们人生可能充满了很多的苦读埋怨，或是不快乐。
Francis, if we were wearing the same shoes, maybe we would be full of bitterness, a lot of unhappiness.
所以当他在这里说，一生我蒙救主引领。
He says, all the way my Savior leads me.
他副歌说，我深知道凡事领我，他有美意，不必测，不用去猜。
I know that, My Lord leads me. I have no reason to doubt or no reason to guess.
弟兄姊妹，我希望神把这样一个简单的信心赐给我们。
I ask that the Lord would give us such simple faith.
Of His love, in His time, by His way, He make all things beautiful. 出于神的爱，在他的时候，照着他的方法，他使每一件事情都变得美好。
Of the Lord, in His love, by His way, He makes all things beautiful.
在这里也讲到每一个站不仅仅是他在带领我们。
And we see here that not only every stage, it is God who's leading us.
人生的每一个站都有他特殊的经历和意义。
Every stage in this life has its own significance and its purpose.
但都不是终点。
But they are not the destination.
所以以色列出埃及进迦南，一共经过了42站。
And so when Israel left Egypt and entered into Canaan, they went through 42 different stages.
每一站都有不同的经历。
Every stage, everywhere they settled, they had a different experience.
但是都不是最后的终点。
But then none of those stages were the final destination.
最后的终点都是进迦南，就讲到在基督里。
The final destination is to enter into Canaan. It is an illustration of enter into Christ.
所以千万你不要以为你的终点是你死掉的。
As a brother and sister, please do not think that your destination is on your deathbed at the moment you die.
属灵的终点是在基督里。
The spiritual destination, that endpoint is in Christ.
在基督里去承受全有全足全丰的祝福。
In Christ, that we would come and inherit the fullness of the blessings of God.
所以你就发现，当他们在这里出埃及往前走的时候，民数记三十三章，神数点他们的脚踪。
As you begin to discover, as they start the journey, stage by stage, God began to number their steps, number their ways.
Yeah, 所以民数记有两个很有名的数点，是一个民数记第一章，一个是二十六章的人数的数点。
The two numbering of one that happened starting chapter 1 and one starting in chapter 26 is the counting of the numbers, the people of God.
第二个很重要的数点是一般人忽略的，就是民数记三十三章。
The second.Aspect of numbering in this chapter most people have missed is what's happened in chapter 33.
神数点他们的脚踪。
God begins to count, begins to number every stage, every step of the
way. 所以你去读的时候，从第五节到四十八节有一个 pattern, 有一个句型重复的出现，就是从哪里起行，安营在哪里。
And so from verse 5 to 48, you begin to discover the repeat of this pattern that the Lord will say they moved from and camped at.
这个从哪里起行，在某些的翻译本里面用了一个很强的字眼，就跟 Exodus, 就是出埃及是一样的，是全面的彻底的出来。
Another translation is where they departed. And it talks about, in essence, this Exodus, like they left Egypt, they departed, they left.
很多时候我们出来出的不干不净，脱离带水的，对不对？
And I will tell you a lot of time when we exit a situation, we exit very, very, not very pretty. We are not leaving it wholeheartedly.
我说原谅你了，但是里面想到就生气，就没有脱离。
And we'll say, oh, I forgive you, but I'm still holding something inside. I've never really departed from that feeling, that notion.
我不要再伤心了，但想起来就掉眼泪。
I'm no longer going to weep over this, but every time I think about it, I still cry over it.
这里的出来是彻底的出来，完全的出来。
This departing is a complete separation from where they were.
所以你就发现这个整个四十二站，你把它稍微分类一下。
And when you start segregating these 42 different stages,
我在这里讲了几个点。第一个，不要停留在胜利的得意里。
And I listed three points. One, do not stay in the pride of victory.
他们在走路的时候 有一些打仗，他们得胜。
And along this journey, along these stages, they had some victory. They had some winnings.
最明显的就是出埃及记十七章旷野的第一场征战对亚玛力人。
Exodus chapter 17, the very first battles with the Amalekites.
这个他们大得胜。
They had a great victory there.
但是神没有叫他们活在 得胜的得意里。
But God did not want them to stay in the pride of that victory.
因为你耶利哥的得胜不能保证你在爱城会得胜。
Because the victory at Jericho could not have guaranteed, did not guarantee the victory of the city of Ai.
耶利哥简直是高大的营垒，那么大的仇敌，他们打胜了。
Jericho was a city with huge, huge, great walls, but they were able to take it down.
小小的爱城却失败了。
But this city, small city of Ai, they failed.
永远不要以为你昨天的得胜能够让你今天得胜。
So do not ever think that the victory that I had yesterday is going to allow me to be victorious today.
要让我们反而更谦卑的来倚靠神。
The more humbly we come before God, we lean on God even more.
知道这征战的胜败在乎神，不是在乎我们。
That the victory of the battle is of the Lord, is not of ourselves.
所以在这里讲到的第一件事情，我们不要停留在这个得胜的得意里。
And again, don't stay in the pride of victory.
我自己几乎所有的失败，或是服事上觉得挫折搞砸了。很多的时候都是因为我太骄傲。
And I will tell you, oftentimes my failures, when I mess things up, it is because of my pride.
这篇道我已经讲过两次了，在别的地方。
And this message, I've already spoken of it twice somewhere else.
而且这两次都那么有神的祝福，所以我觉得这次神一定祝福。
So those two times, God's blessed tremendously. So this time, as I speak it, God will bless me.
没想到站上去讲不出来。
And I realized when I stood up that I couldn't say anything.
讲出来的话像铜墙铁壁弹回来。
And the words that were spoken were like hitting an iron wall that just bounced right back.
我才知道我不能够凭经验、凭恩赐、凭自己的过去的得胜 在这里服侍主。
And I realized that I cannot lean on my past experience, my past victory, to say that I will be able to overcome this time around.
所以我现在就算有一篇道我已经讲过十遍了，我都得在主面前很小心的祷告，求神重新更新我，让我新鲜的灵，让我来依靠他。
Even the message that I've spoken over 10 times, I would still get on my knees now and ask the Lord, Lord, move me, give me a whole new heart, a new spirit.
我讲的人要谦卑，要真实。让那个道就真的有新鲜。
The one who speaks needs to be humble, needs to be genuine, then the words would be real.
岔开来，你们也一样。
And a side note, you need to be the same.
他说：“余弟兄，我早就听过这个，你还讲。”
Oh, I said, Pastor Yu, I've heard this a thousand times. You keep going at it.
你真谦卑的话，一样感动你。
If you are humble. The words will continue to move you.
就像我现在讲的，我民数记早就讲过了。
And again, these stories and numbers, I've spoken of them before.
第二个，不要活在失败的阴影里面。
And secondly, do not live in the shadow of defeat.
他们在里面有很多得罪神失败的地方。
And it's very, very clear and obvious they have offended the Lord many, many times.
尤其是在民数记十四章加底斯巴利亚的失败。
Numbers 14 Numbers chapter 14.
申命记第一章也有 Deuteronomy chapter 1也有提到。那我们虽然不能够轻看自己的失败。
Though we cannot look down on our failures.
我刚刚已经讲过，我们对罪、对自己的失败，有时候太淡而处之。
And I say, oftentimes concerning our failures and our sins, we say it's no big deal.
我们不要让失败。只是造成羞辱而已。
And we do not want our failures to just simply bring about shame in our lives.
不要让我们的失败只是造成对人、对自己、对神家的伤害而已。
Do not ever allow that our failures just be something that would harm people or the house of God.
一定要很认真地去祷告，找出原因来，让自己不再重蹈覆辙。
But seriously, in prayer, come and ask of the Lord, God, I don't want to repeat this again.
然后我们能够在主的恩典和赦免里面忘记背后努力面前。
And in the grace of God, in the forgiveness of God, we will rise up and move forward.
更谦卑认真地走在主的路上。
And even more humble before the Lord as we walk along this path.
仇敌常常会来控告我们。
The enemy will often come and bring condemnation.
良心会谴责我们，别人会批评我们。
Our conscience may even speak to us and other people may actually criticize us.
但是神没有让我们活在失败的阴影里面。
But God never wanted us to live in the shadow of our failures.
如果我们背对着光，阴影永远在我们前面。
If our back is toward light, then what is in front of us is always our shadow.
而且阴影会越来越长，越来越大。
And you see that the shadow only grows bigger and bigger, longer and longer.
当我们转向主的时候，所有的阴影在后面。
But yet when we turn to the Lord, when we turn to the source of the light, all the shadows disappear.
让我们迈向光明。
And that we will walk towards the light.
因着主的赦免。
And because of the forgiveness of the Lord,
他宝血的洁净,
the cleansing of His blood,
神就再也不纪念,
and God remembers it no more.
所以在失败中能够学功课，能够不让我们重蹈覆辙，这个才有它的价值。
So when we fail, when we have learned, then there is value in that failure.
第三个，不要陷在痛苦的处境里面。
Thirdly, do not be stuck. Don't get stuck in the painful situation.
出埃及十五章，他们讲到来到马拉，结果饿了三天，渴了三天，结果发现水是苦的。
Exodus chapter 15, when they came to this place, they discovered Mara, the place the water was bitter.
在我们人生路上一定会碰到这个。
And in our lives, we will come across these stages.
不可能有一个人这一辈子从来没有碰到苦境、碰到难处的。
No one would ever, never encounter bitterness, place of bitterness in their life.
当这个环境让我们受苦的时候。
And when this environment, when this situation causes us to
或是觉得神，觉得神，你到底在哪里？你为什么这样子带领我
？And then we would say, God, where are you? Why would you lead me this way?
明明是你叫我出埃及的。
You're the one who called me out of Egypt.
而且我已经撇下一切起来跟随你了。
And I forsook everything and I followed you.
几天前红海的大得胜到哪里去了
？A few days ago, that great victory at the Red Sea, where did it go?
为什么在旷野我们找了三天都找不到水
？And why is it in this wilderness we searched for 3 days and we could not find water?
有没有任何一个人三天没喝过一滴水的
？Has anybody here have never drank a drop of water for 3 days?
那么不舒服
And you know it's very uncomfortable.
终于找到水了。
Finally, they found water.
一喝是苦的。
And they drank the water. It was bitter.
怎么会这个样子呢？
How could this be?
是他们很多的埋怨。
So they began to complain.
但是神叫他们把树砍下来丢下去。
And then the Lord told them, chop down this branch and throw it into the water.
他们信而顺服。
And they trusted and obeyed.
水还是同样的水。
The water is the same water.
但因的顺服，水不一样了。
But because of their obedience, the water changed.
所以很多的时候，神把我们从苦境里面带出来。
So a lot of time when the Lord brings us out of bitterness,
不是借着改变环境。
It is not because He changed the situation.
而是改变了我这个人。
But He's changed the person.
当我信而顺服的时候。同样的环境变成甜水了。
When I trust and obey the Lord, the exact same circumstance is turned into something sweet.
所以我们不要留在那个处境里面待那么久。
So don't be stuck in that predicament and stay there for so long.
到主面前去祷告。
Come to the presence of the Lord and pray.
在苦境，在不顺的环境里面，我们常常生命被洁净，信心被提升，我们有永恒的眼光，然后我们这个人能够与神同行。
In adversities, we are purified. We have greater faith. We have greater insight. We are no longer the same.
这都是在我们在顺境的时候很少经历的。
A lot of times when things are going very smoothly, we don't necessarily have those experiences and encounter that.
不要停留在神所赐的祝福里。
And don't stand still in the blessings of God.
这个马拉才走完，下一站就是以琳。
And when they came to Mara, after they passed Mara, they came to Elim.
它不仅有荒漠里的甘泉。
And not only it had oasis in the wilderness.
真的是像沙漠里面的天堂。
But it was really like an oasis, like heaven in the midst of a desert place.
十二股活泉。
There are 12 living springs.
七十棵棕树。
There are 17 palm trees.
不仅仅解决干渴。
Not only did it satisfy their thirst.
而且可以遮蔽旷野里面的烈日。
But it gave them the shade, the shadow from the scorching sun.
太好了，对不对？
It is so wonderful.
主啊，在这里真好。
Lord, it is so good to be here.
我们就住这了。
We're gonna stay right here.
来，弟兄姊妹，你就发现非常稀奇的一件事情。
You discover something marvelous.
在民数记十六章的第一节告诉我们。
Numbers chapter 16, it tells us.
以色列大大小小从以琳起行。
The young and the old, they departed from Elim.
虽然那么多的祝福
there's such a place of blessing.
但是这个不是终点。
But this is not the destination.
迦南地才是啊。
Canaan is.
所以弟兄姊妹，斯派克弟兄曾经提醒我们。
Brother Spark once reminded all of us.
当我们被神赐福给我们的时候
，When the Lord blesses us,
我们反而要很谨慎。
We actually need to be more alert.
不要让今日的祝福成为明日更大祝福的拦阻。
Do not allow the blessings of today to become the hindrance of the greater blessings for tomorrow.
很多人是经不起夸的，一夸这个人就被败坏了。
There are a lot of people that cannot endure a praise or accolades because once they receive it, they fall.
你看余弟兄传福音传老半天，没有人觉知，我一传三四个人觉知。
Oh, look, Pastor Yu has been preaching the gospel all this time. Nobody responds to the altar call, but you preach, so many people comes to Christ.
夸两下这个人就被毁坏了。
And you praise this person a couple of times, and this person is destroyed.
我在中国有一些做生意的跟我谈到他们做生意上碰到的试探，我说做生意第一件事情要学习的就是会刹车。
And a lot of brothers and sisters in China was telling me when they're doing business, they talk about the temptation of doing business. I said the very first thing you need to learn is know how to stop.
不知道刹车，那个贪一定会被浇出来。
If you don't know when to stop, that greed would overflow.
到最后就被许多的愁苦把你刺透了。
And then at the end, you would be swallowed up by many, many bitterness.
今天多少人想玩股票？多少人想走投资的路
？And so many people want to get into stocks and get into investments.
我劝你刹车。
And I ask you, pause, stop.
弟兄姊妹，要为着神给的有吃有穿就知足。
Be satisfied, be content with what the Lord has given. I have things to eat, I have clothes on my back.
带着感恩的心往前走。
With a grateful heart, move forward.
不要让着神给我们的恩典、给我们的祝福，成为我们更大祝福的一个拦阻。
And again, do not allow the blessings of God to become a hindrance to the greater blessings of God.
然后不要活在无谓的绕行里。
Don't live circling meaningless detours.
绕行就是你以为你在走路，但是你没有在往前。
When you're circling, it's like you think you're moving forward, but you're not really going anywhere.
保罗所说的空跑徒劳。
And this is what Paul says, running in vain.
跑来跑去还是跑回原点，跑来跑去还跑回原点。
You keep running with all your might, you're still back where you are.
基督徒可以这个样子的是唯一的例外是上旋转梯。
The only exception in circling is when we as Christians were circling upwards.
虽然类似的经历会重复发生在我人生里面，但是每一次我的境界、我的眼光、我的价值都再也不一样，因为我是往上去的。
Though the same experience can happen to me time and time again in my life, but every time I come across it, I am taken up, I am raised up one by one.
所以《生命记》第二章连神都说够了，你们绕行的日子够了，起来。往北去。
Deuteronomy chapter 2, God says, your days of circling is enough. Get up and head north.
早点进到基督里。
Quickly enter into Christ.
最后这里有一个祷告说主啊我们踏定了你的路径。
And then here there's a prayer that says, my steps, I have held fast to your path.
旧约大卫说我的脚踏定了你的路径。
And Psalm chapter 17, David says, my steps have held fast to your path.
新约彼得对主说有那么多人离开主了不肯再走主的道路了。
And Simon Peter says, so many people has departed from you, they no longer want to walk in your way.
彼得说主啊在你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢这里是讲永生的道理和话。Word of life.
Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
他不仅仅把他的生命之道赐给我们。
Not only has given us his words of eternal life.
他也把生命之路赐给我们。
He's given us this, the way of eternal life.
所以大卫的祷告说你必将生命的道路指示我。
And so David says, you will lead me to the path of life.
当我们踏定这条路的时候。
When we come and put our feet on this path.
在你面前有满足的喜乐在你右手中有永远的欢乐。
In your presence is the fullness of joy, at your right hand is pleasure forevermore.
所以当我们继续往前走的时候
So we continue to walk along this path
希望我们永远不忘记过去几年我们讲的同一心灵高举基督同一脚中拓展神国
I pray that we would never forget all these years the words that God has placed among us one spirit to exalt Christ one course to expand God's kingdom
尤其下个礼拜开始我们在山谷就正式开工了
Particularly next week in the Tri-Valley district we're going to starta church plant.
我们说过 SVCA 只要存在一天我们永远以基督为中心永远在这里要来高举基督。
We say that as long as SVCA exists, every day that we exist, our purpose is Christ-centered, is to exalt Him.
我们也不希望扣留了神的恩典希望能够拓展神国。
And we don't want to retain the blessings of God, we want to see His kingdom expand.
也希望山谷的弟兄姊妹用一样的原则我们往前走。
And we pray that the brothers and sisters who are in the Triumph Valley area, that with the same principle we move forward.
就是美国教会问我们哪一天跟他们签约。
And so the church that we are renting from asked, oh, when are we going to sign the lease with them?
我们同工们决定用11月11号。
And our co-workers decided to use November 11th.
不是在讲光棍节哈，也不是叫你们去 shopping. 光棍就是 single.
Oh, okay. The 1111 is not to tell us all to remain single, or the day for us to go shopping.
四个一。
These four ones.
一方面讲到要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind.
永远让他一把最好的给他。
That the very first is always given to him.
第二个要让主在凡事上居首位。
And that in all things he will have the preeminence, he have the first place.
我的个人生活、家庭生活、教会生活、我的社会生活，永远都让主居首位。
My personal life, my family life, my church life, my secular job, my secular life, Christ.Be the first place.
同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。
With one spirit to exalt Christ, one course to expand the kingdom of God.
不管我们将来开了多少的 campus, 那不是最重要的事。
It is not so important how many church plants we will have.
但是我们永远都是同一个心志，爱耶稣，高举他。
But we all have the one heart, oh Lord, to love you, to exalt you.
哦，同一个心，爱那些世上的灵魂，爱那些神家儿女在外面流荡的儿女，我们要去把他们带回到神的面前。
To have the same heart to love all those who are still lost, to love all those who are the children of God that have not come into the house of God.
主耶稣啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你真是以恩典为我们连续的冠冕。
Oh, how you have.Crowned our years with your goodness.
All
our path are full of your blessings.
我们虽然会改变，但是你从来没有改变。
Lord, we can change, but you never changed.
环境虽然会改变，但是你的旨意，你在我们身上的计划没有改变。
Circumstances may change, but your purpose and your will in us has never changed.
主啊，让我们在你的爱里面，在你的恩典中，能够不住地往前。
Oh Lord, in your love and your grace, that we can continue to press forward.
也让我们能够走出自己的 comfort zone,
that we can walk out of our comfort zones.
我们愿意把你的爱、你的生命、你的福音传递出去。
Oh, that your love, your good, your gospel, your life may be shared, witnessed out of our lives.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
一切的荣耀归给你。
All the glory be given unto you.
祝福归给你的百姓。
Blessing be upon your people.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.